Welcome to your Sanity Safe Space, the call-in show where you decide the topic. From Hillary to Harambe, there are no limits. You can be nice.
Really great talking to you. You're a cool dude. Great dude.
Appreciate awesome. It, man.
You can be mean.
You buy the shit.
Or you can blow it all up.
A lot more.
Every Wednesday at 9, it gets crazy when you get their number and you can call them maybe. And now, here they are, Matt Christensen and Blonde.
Hello and welcome to the show. It is the call-in show, the show where you get our number, and we are at your mercy. Blonde is back. You don't have to deal with Jay Fry unless he's in the chat. Question one, how was your week off? Two, how was the meatloaf?
It was actual meatloaf. I know I had to say this on the okay. podcast, but like I really was making meatloaf. Jeez. It didn't even occur to me not to say that. And I didn't take a week off. I literally only took that night
well,
off.
Well, I meant a week off from the call-in show. I didn't mean
Oh, it's nice. This yeah. show's a little stressful. I never know who's going to call in.
You never know. That's the fun of it. If you are new to the show and you want to join, there is a link to the Discord server on which we host this show. It's top the description on YouTube there. Join the server. Put your name in the roll call. That's how we know who arrived first. We go first come, first serve. Patrons get priority. If you are a patron, you should be marked with a nice, shiny, bright orange text. And if you're not, get in touch with us. We'll get you marked with that. If you want to contribute to the show, but you can't do it live, you can send us an email. We take email questions. We got a couple tonight. Yeah. You can also record a brief message, upload it to YouTube. We'll play the audio on the show and respond to it. And of course, we take super chats in between callers. All right.
We do indeed.
I haven't even looked at the roll call, so I got to see who's up first. Oh, so, man. Let me make sure. I got to do this before we go live because Discord is so confusing to me and I can never see the timestamp. So it looks like, oh my God, you know who's first? The one, the only, Unstoppable. I should say that with more excitement. The one, the only.
For Canada.
Unstoppable.
What's the point in taking over Canada? What the heck? Oh, shit.
Hello, hey. Everybody.
What is the point of taking over Canada? Who wants Canada?
Yeah, they can have it.
The chat's talking.
What's up,
about,
Unstoppable?
So many things, so little time. Taking my ACTs in a couple days for like the third or fourth time.
How'd you do the first few times?
27 first time, 29 first second time. This is my third time. I'm gonna gun for 31 or higher. And if I hit 31,
gotta get that 30.
31 is 99 percentile. So I'm happy. I'm hoping.
31 is 99th?
Yeah,
kind of. It's kind of weird to really talk. Let's just put it this way. I'm of the age. The actual grade's a little hard because remember, I'm kind of online schooled. That's why I come here every week because I need social interaction.
That's right. I forgot.
With all due respect, if I had more social interaction, I wouldn't be coming here every week.
Fair enough.
Understood. Neither would we.
I like not having social interaction. It's the highlight of my day.
I know.
Yeah.
When people talk to me in the street, I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah. First three Silence. Years. If you know what I mean. Anyway, have you guys heard what happened to Puerto Rico?
No.
No.
I think they just went bankrupt.
Is this recent news or are we talking like immediate news?
Yeah. Drudge has shown it up as Puerto Rico is going as Puerto Rico Let's bankruptcy leaves island facing hard times and Puerto Rico is going to the polls for statehood again.
Yeah, I see that on the Hill right now.
Yeah.
So they're going bankrupt, so they're going to become a state.
No. Here's the thing. They could have always become a state. They just want the benefit of they want to eat the cake and have it too. And all the Democrats are like, oh, why don't we make them a state? And no one realizes they can become a state anytime they want to. They just don't vote for it because they literally are freeloading. They have the benefits of not becoming a state to the point where now that they're bankrupt and now they want to become a state to save themselves.
Hmm. Okay. Cool. So these are connected stories, though. That is the reason. They're going to be financially insolvent and they want to become a state for financial reasons. Is that a fair characterization of the story or is there something else at play?
I mean, I'm running through right now. It was a couple of months ago that the bankruptcy.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Well, whatever. Breaking Puerto Rico news.
Well, we can't absorb their failed economy.
Oh, well, we kind of have to if they decide to become a state. It'll be the day that a lot of Democrats kind of start to ponder that idea of state sovereignty that Republicans like so much, because then they'll realize, oh crud, another one.
Let them join the union, but they have to pay for the wall. How about that? I think that's fair.
How salty that would make them with the other Latino populations.
I like it.
Did you see? I can't verify if this is true. I only saw a headline. I need to look into this, because if it is true, I will appreciate it very much. But it was something how like Trump wanted to pay for the wall with solar or something.
Oh,
Trump,
God. That's a horrible.
I did
idea.
Read some headline this week that was like, there will be solar panels on top of the
yes,
wall.
Yes, Trump now wants to build a solar wall with Mexico.
That's not economically viable.
Yeah, that sounds stupid, but I don't know very much.
No, what I like about it is it's gonna get the, I don't know, it'll force them to deny an environmental project. That's what I like.
maybe it's another troll.
I think it is. I think it's mostly a trolley idea, basically.
I mean, I just did calculations on solar panels for my house, and let's just say they're still offering subsidies. And when they're still offering subsidies, that means it doesn't actually make economic sense until you start offering incentives. And long story short, it's just a bad idea once you break down the math. I think he's just doing it for screwing with the Democrats.
Yeah, no, that's why I like it. I like it for the political trollery, not for practical purposes. But
no, the Republicans will never go for it. The ones that actually run through the economists. Anyway, that'll be my end for now. Also, one last tiny thing. To Lucas Devlin. Hey, you. Okay.
Is Lucas Devlin giving you a hard time in the chat or what?
He gave us a super chat.
References Unstoppable? Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to get Unstoppable either so we can read the super chat.
Bye.
Or should we just read? All right. Have a good night. What's he saying in super chat?
Oh, do I have to read these mean comments about Unstoppable? I don't want to read these.
I mean, how mean?
Pretty mean. Okay. Constantine the Mediocre, $5. Would the left be acting just as batshit if it was another Republican president, Cruz, Rubio, etc.? Or is it just that Trump makes them stroke over? Yeah.
I think there's something special about Trump. I mean, they would be kind of loony either
way.
It's
his lack of decorum that really is the cherry on top, I think. Dave S., $2. Take over Canada for the beer. Take off hosers?
I don't know. What does Canada have great beer? I always thought we were the microbrew.
I don't even know about that. Oh, everybody was making fun of us last week for not knowing what a pocket was in prison or something. It's like somebody's prison bitch. You don't read the comments, so you don't know, but everybody was making fun of us.
I guess I'm not keen on prison language.
I know. I was
terms.
Like, they're like, you guys are so stupid. All right. Lucas Devlin, 1488. Thank you very much, Lucas.
Yeah.
How much do I have to donate to ensure you never take a call from Unstoppable, the autist again? Come on.
Oh,
be nice.
Geez.
Jeez.
Liberative, you,
$5. Starting a GoFund for Unstoppable Social Club. Escorts are good. Guys are all dicks, but thank you for your monies. And Sven,
you're
Svet,
very generous,
$5.
Dicks.
Referendum is June 11th. The reason for the referendum isn't because of finance. The UN told the USA that they needed a vote to stay or leave. Oh, gotcha. Okay. I don't know very much about that, so I very well misspoke. Oh, we just got one in too. William Martin, $2. How to circumvent Jay Fry is super chat, all in caps.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Yeah, because he can't. I don't think he can like block a super chat. Only I could do that. I could set those terms, but I don't think Jay can.
Oh, and then one last one. Richard Cahill. I'm highly triggered by Matt's amazing looks. Love you guys. Keep it up. And then Dave S. just sent another one. Strange Brew, look it up, blonde. You're the beer drinker. The responsibility that falls on you.
Well, yeah, but you know, I there was a time where I considered myself to be a craft beer hipster, but of course, everyone knows that I buy Coors Light in bulk.
Wow, both of those things make me hate you more somehow, even though they're complete opposites.
Yeah, you hate me for both reasons. Okay. No, I mean, of course I would prefer drinking a craft beer, but I'm not a beer snob, and I'm not the kind of person who pretends to, the hops in this batch are have hints of walnut. Shut up. It's just whatever. It's more flavorful than Coors, granted, but Coors is more drinkable and cheaper. Okay, let's get Steven in here. If I can find him, I don't see. Where is Steven? Do you see Steven in the? Oh, wait, here he is. Yeah. Steven, what's up?
Hey, guys. Question. With all the shit going on in Europe, if anybody's trying to flee to a country like America, do you think we should let them in?
European refugees? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because of the, well, how about conservative Christian European refugees?
Yeah, I've been saying about about the Swedish. The Swedes want refuge. Let the Swedes in.
Yeah, a bunch of Christians want to come here. A bunch of Christian Western Europeans. Fuck yeah, but no Muslims. Not one.
Okay.
I think we should still vet them because their country's got that way for a reason. You know, how do you know you're not letting in some cucks?
I know, right? Only 5% of Paris voted for Marine Le Pen. I think 95% went to Macron.
Would like, we have to? What would we do? Would we do a quiz or something? Like, how would you evaluate the fitness of a potential European immigrant to the U.S., Stephen?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry, Matt was distracting me.
So if you were to create some way to evaluate the cuckoldry of incoming European immigrants, how would you do it? How would you measure it?
They would need proof, like a social media history, for example, and maybe have some public opinions that have been posted. Say, like example, I've been joined to and added to a shitload of Facebook groups, and one guy in Switzerland said that, he's expressed some conservative views and whatnot. So, you know, you can go off of that basically if it's screen capped or if it's not hidden, and a lot of it is public.
And work history. I mean, you could probably find out a lot about a person.
Oh yeah, definitely by work history, whether they do something productive or if it's in some bullshit study like that. The only bullshit profession I can think of is something that that Ann Coulter pointed out in her Adios America book.
I have not read it. Have you read it?
I haven't read it.
An Ann Coulter book in high school, but that's the last time I read an Ann Coulter book.
They're good. Which one? Fastidiously researched.
It's hard for me to remember because they all have Anne on the cover with crossed arms, like liberals suck. You know, it has some like inflammatory term about liberals usually. If I looked up her history, I would remember. Anne Coulter's books. I think it was called like Talking to Liberals or something like that. How to Talk to Liberals.
How to Talk to a Liberal If You Must.
Yeah, that might have been the one.
Interesting.
It appears the stream has frozen.
Do you have the stream open right now? Because on my end it says the stream's fine.
It's just like 10 people in the live chat were like, stream is not working. Okay, it's back. It's back on. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, it looks fine to me. I don't have any. It tells me about the health of the stream. Looks good to me.
Okay, sorry about that.
You're good.
Steven's fault.
Yeah,
crash
definitely.
The stream. Jeez.
You know what? My fucking phone was crashing on me earlier when I was watching something else live on YouTube. So yeah, blame me.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Have a good night.
Night.
Night, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
They say bye and night.
Okay, we good on Super Chat, or we need to take those?
Oh, we got a few, but we can wait.
Okay. We're making good time here. CNN Clinton News Network. Steph is up next. I guess he has some medical school stuff for us.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, weird medical school stuff, or at least he teased it on Twitter. What's up, Steph?
Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, wait, I have to do something. Hello, mein Führer, blonde Führer.
Oh, no.
What's this about?
I just had to do it. Get it out of my system.
Okay.
Nah, I got class canceled, and then I got diarrhea. But the good comes with the bad.
Fair trade, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, would you rather have diarrhea or go to class? I think I'd probably rather go to class. I don't know.
Yeah, I would. Not even close. But I liked going to class generally, except for with rare exception. I enjoyed.
And he has Costa Rican diarrhea too. It's like way worse than our diarrhea.
Yeah.
Blonde, that's racist. So I have three stories from which you can choose one. The typical dead body story. I'm sorry, Jay, for I cadaver.
Yeah.
There's a feminist bank in this country now. No, Jay Fry, fucking. Yes. And communism within the National Oil Company.
I vote feminist bank. I want to know what that's about.
I'm going to pick the dead body story every time, but feminist bank.
Okay. You want to rock, paper, scissors me for it? Or let Steph be the deal?
Let's do your thing.
Oh, yeah. This is patriarchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say, if you have a vote, Steph, you can break the tie if you want.
My vote would be rock, paper, scissors.
We tried this before, and it's like hard to sync up.
And it didn't work. It's okay. Let's do feminist bank. Okay. I'll change my vote.
Okay.
Okay. So we have the National Bank. Well, Bank National, that's what it's called in Spanish, directly translated. So, and because feminists are a thing, they made an offshoot bank, and it's called Crystal Bank. Like crystal as in like the gem, not crystal as in the name.
Okay.
And it's not a little. It's a diamond with like pink outlines. And they only give loans to women. Granted, the loans are only car loans, and they are only Nissans like that are permitted for the women to get. And also they advertise that they have a daycare, so for when the women go do banking, they can leave their little children with the bank attendants and do their banking.
Huh. Is this for real? I've not heard anything about this.
Well, I'm in a tiny country. Of course you would not hear about it.
I mean, you think somebody would have picked it up.
Well, now I want to look. Costa Rica Feminist Bank.
Well, no, just type in Crystal Bank. It's called Crystal.
Okay. Well, but so it's not like a title that they give it. It's just you're calling it a feminist bank because that's what they're trying to do.
Only women are allowed. So, yes, it's a feminist
bank. Wait. I didn't hear that part. Only women are allowed?
I was not clear enough. Yes, only women are allowed to do banking there.
That's why so would they do stupid? That?
Don't they like money? I would like to give them money. Wouldn't they like it?
Well, women are known for paying their debts better than men.
That's sexist. No, I want to open a savings account. Hey,
yeah,
bank,
but they earn less.
Here's a savings account. Here's a bunch of money in a savings account that you can lend out to all those reliable women who will pay you back.
Granted, I'm waiting for the day that somebody says I identify as a woman, but this part of the world is not AIDS, so.
You don't have trannies in Costa Rica?
Not really.
Huh. All right. Well,
we have what my friends and I like to call custom characters, which is like you get like the women that have like the blue hair and like purple hair armpits and
yeah, feminists.
Yeah.
They bank at Crystal Bank.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, real quick before we let you go, can you fit a dead body story into like 30 seconds?
Was
it too complicated? Okay, go for
no,
it.
No, so I'm taking Nora now, so we're still allowed into the dead body room. They brought in a new body. It's about a 300-pound man. Ooh. That they didn't say how he died, but I'm pretty sure he died in a car crash because his chest escaped in and his skin is severely bruised.
Ooh.
And I'm sorry for the poor fuckers that have to dissect him because they have to cut off all the fat, and cutting off fat is not fun. Especially when you're hungry, because fat looks like cornflakes.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll catch you next time, Steph. Jeez. Goodbye. I was kind of hungry because I don't eat dinner on Wednesday nights because of the show till after
my
we're
God.
Done. But I don't want. Yeah, I'm not a big cornflakes guy anyway. So I don't know when the next time I eat cornflakes will be. But I don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Thanks, dude.
Goodbye.
Okay. Hurry up. Let's super chat. Get my mind off these cornflakes.
Gross. Sven Servette, $2. Also, here's for a slice of pineapple pizza. You guys are monsters.
Yeah, good.
Fucking monsters.
I'll go buy one tomorrow.
Oh, God. I hate you so much. Yeah. All right. Nathaniel Oaks, $5. Innis & Gunn's Scottish beer is leagues better than anything Canadian. That's for Matt, I'm sure.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how many. I don't know if I've ever had a Scottish beer, to be honest. Couldn't name one.
Then we got Wesley Paul, $5. You guys and ABL need to get it together. I can't be going back and forth, y'all. Does he have a show at the same time?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know I thought he just posted.
He does a similar like call-in show type thing. But he must be streaming right now.
Sorry, ABL.
We should just cooperate. I liked having him on the show.
He was fun, easy to talk to.
He should come over here though.
I didn't know that because he ship posts in our live chat sometimes. And so I didn't think that he was working at the same time.
I don't
know
what his time schedule is. So
we try not to schedule at the same time as other YouTubers in our realm.
This is our time slot. Everyone else.
But this is our time slot. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's all.
Okay. Wreck. I don't know Wreck. Maybe Wreck changed his name, his or her name. I do see Miss Malevolent hanging out too. Miss Malevolent is the only female caller we ever get. A rare exception. Rack, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi. How's it going?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to jump right into it. I mean, I guess I'm doing all right. I got a huge textbook here I'm just trying to get through, but I've been wasting my whole day, as always. I just got back into RuneScape, of all things. And it was pretty much my replacement for not having a childhood, essentially, because the neighborhood kids didn't like me. Oh. And I realize I mischaracterized them later on. I probably should just been a little more chill, and I actually might have had friends, but that's my own fault. No, but
this is like a psychiatrist hour thing right now. Sit down on our couch.
I'll tell you what, this is something I'm proud of, but I don't do enough about to change, is that I'm a very self-aware person. I realize I have problems. I have just not taken enough steps to fix myself in many areas.
Change is hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's no small thing.
All right, so I got a lot I actually wanted to bring up, but I'm going to try to see if I can. First off, definitely, Matt, this is going to sound a little weird, but whatever. I had actually a dream that you were in like a month ago. Wait, you get that a lot?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, What happened is that you actually put up a video where you were basically talking about some kind of like college cult, secret society or something.
Dream, yeah.
No, that you were actually planning on infiltrating, and you basically were looking for other people to join, like two other people to enlist. And I guess I was one of them. I don't remember like going somewhere to sign over, but we just ended up like at this college.
Well, yeah, someone needs to do that at Evergreen. I might do a follow up on Evergreen because. I think I was talking to you about it, Blon. I think I sent you the picture. There's vigilante roaming justice squads at Evergreen,
with, like,
and
they
it looks like Tranny Walking Dead because they have bats like Negan, and it's the weirdest thing ever. So definitely need a competing faction at Evergreen. I should start thinking about
it. We those guys who went to Berkeley and Portland just now to base Stickman and everything to just like go charge it in and see what happens.
Yeah.
If I actually lifted weights, I'd probably join them. I need to start doing that. All right. So we were infiltrated. I don't remember who the third person was, but we got into the group. I don't know how they didn't notice your video or anything, but you know, whatever. And then something else that happened, I guess, that day, I was thinking about spirit cooking or something. So part of the initiation ritual was essentially to create this sort of blood mixture kind of thing. We had to do you want to hear the details, or should I just like gloss over it?
Well, we are limited in time, I'm afraid. Although anytime someone had a dream about me, I'm intrigued.
It was really creepy, then it derailed. I lost it or something. Then I went to like a nurse's office to get and then it ended. It ended.
Okay.
Poor Matt. How many people are going to be dreaming about Matt tonight?
None. Exactly zero.
I didn't dream about you until I saw that picture of you with Caesar's face switched with your face.
Then you dreamed about... Did you actually have a dream about me? Are you serious?
I had some... I knew I was going to have weird dreams that night, and I did.
About Caesar and me?
Oh, I don't know. I mean... Sorry. Jeez, did you hear that?
Was that Caesar?
God.
He sounded like a little...
monster,
like a little squishy toy or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I squeezed him too
squeaky
hard.
Toy.
Sorry. I got my two dogs in here. They're both napping. Corgi and Sheltie.
Corgis are so weird.
They always look so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great. He's great. George's great. Oh, okay. So other things, what did you have? You guys seen the video on YouTube by a channel called Apologetic 17 Acts 17 Apologetics? It's called The Three Stages of Jihad.
No, I don't think
so.
Know.
This, All right, this is something I didn't realize, and this is like I need to read the Quran. I tell you what, but he goes into detail about actually how the Quran and other sources talk about how Muhammad, when he was in Mecca, whenever he talked about Islam, talked about you know how great it, you know, was and how tolerant it was not. In close quarters and in certain situations, he would just openly attack and insult other religions. And he would then cry victim whenever they basically said we had bullshit and they didn't, you know, they did stuff. And it was so, it actually came to a point where actually pagan and even Christian groups were actually coming to protect Muslims in Mecca early on, you know, because they were because they considered them oppressed, even though that they were actually going around openly, you know, insulting and, you know, open, you know, I guess even assaulting other people of other faiths. And he kept, and even like his uncle was almost like, why are you mocking my, you know, sons for their gods? And he's like, because I can promise you victory in war. He was openly already talking about conquest in Mecca when most people thought he was talking just about peace and love and all that shit, right? And that went on to when he got kicked out and he went to Medina, they actually started attacking Meccan like trade caravans and stuff. And it was a stage called defensive jihad. And then, of course, then it goes on to the offensive jihad, as we know it, as the caliphates, as they went on to conquer the Arabian Peninsula and then, you know, half the Roman world, and into all the way into India.
Wait, this wasn't done by Dr. Bill Warner, was
no, it? No, it's I don't know the
guy. Is that the correct Islamic scholar? Is that who Bill that, Warner?
He's one of them. It's not, but it's not this guy. I forget. I had the tab pulled up. I think my mouse turned off. My laptop. But yeah, I mean, if everyone, I would definitely encourage that. We should probably work that. Look into that. Act the three stages of jihad, because that's something that a lot of people don't know. I just said I need to read the Quran. It's pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty short. I tell people to read it.
Yeah, I need to. Have you read it?
I have. It's been like, oh geez, I think I read it my freshman or sophomore year of college. So it's certainly been a while, but
yeah.
But I have read it. I haven't even read the entire Bible.
I have. It was actually I grew up in church my whole life. I didn't really see that I became an actual Christian. I didn't get saved, didn't know God until I turned 19. And as soon as when I turned 19, and basically as soon as I did that, the first thing I did was actually read through the whole darn book. And yeah, it was phenomenal.
It's dense. It's hard to just sit down and read. Yeah.
It is. I had to break. I started a New Testament and I kept going back a little more and more in Old Testament. All right. Let's see if we can take one more thing on here. Quick. I can think of to ask you guys. We're talking about. Have you guys? This is for the people who aren't Patreon supporters. Like, I became partly the reason I became a Patreon supporter is because of the fact that I saw that there was no way I was going to get into talking to you guys anyway, with how it's set up. I was wondering, thinking of reforming like how the roll call system works. Maybe like if there's like like 3 weeks out of the month, it's, you know, it's Patreon callers first. Maybe the fourth week it's only non-Patreon people.
I appreciate suggestions, but I can't do this on air. Like I can't do the on air discussion thing. I mean, the reality of the situation is if people are going to part with money to support our stuff, we got to give them preference.
Quite realize, we thought we were going to have a little while longer where we would still be able to take a lot of callers that weren't patrons. We kind of underestimated how fast this would grow.
But that's why it's important to us to give alternatives as well. That's why we'll take emails. That's why we'll take pre-recorded messages. I mean, we just can't get to everybody. That's the reality. But I do appreciate the suggestion. If you have like something you think is worth taking a look at, go ahead and email us. We'll take a look at it.
I'll check the emails. My bad.
But I can't. Just talk about show format while we're live. No problem.
Okay, thanks. Last thing, real quick. This is going to be I'm going to show for another idea for a guest here. You guys heard of China Uncensored?
I have not. But we got to get moving here. We got to get another caller in. I hate to cut you off, but
that's fine.
Do appreciate your support and calling in, and hope to hear from you next time.
Bye. See you.
Okay. How are we doing on Super Chat?
We can wait.
Okay. Jericho is up next. Oh, there we go. Jericho's in. You're good to go. Jericho, if you can get your mic unmuted. And then we got Stan coming up next. Jericho. Jericho's mic's unmuted. But no sound from Jericho. Let's get Stan in here. But I don't see Stan. Do you see Stan in the waiting room? Am I missing
No. Him? Do you want me to do Super Chat in the meantime?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Dave has $2 free money for Blonde to buy cornflakes or fat.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ, you guys. All right. Celrin, $5. Blonde Fear, this is for you for some real pizza. No pineapple. Rock on. Thank you so much. I will
next,
actually
next time
buy
we pizza. Hang out, which, you know, could be 5 years from now. I know, right? Next time, though, we'll go get pizza and it will have pineapple on it.
Yeah, and then we're going to be on an episode of Dateline because I'm going to have killed you in your sleep.
Yeah, okay.
Sven Servette,
$5. After dreaming about me. Whatever. That,
that was not my
sense
fault.
If I'm
was
sleeping
it Facepalm Reality
but, you know.
That did that? That face switch thing? Tell me that was not
no,
the
that was No, that was Michael in Wisconsin. It was definitely weird looking. He sent me a weirder one today.
I know. I saw it. It yeah, was so weird. Was like it just like little
mouth
pieces of
repeated,
your mouth?
Like all over the screen? Yeah. Anyway.
And one last one. Sven Servette, $5. I read the Quran. It seems like it was written by a child. It's so ridiculous. I would still recommend you to read it just to see how dumb it is. I should reread it. It's been like over a decade, so.
I should too. Yeah.
And but we're caught up.
I'll get there. Thank you. Thank you for supporting the show. Stan, you're good to go if you're ready.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, Stan.
Hello, Blonde. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your little night off there.
I did.
And the meatloaf.
It was some good meatloaf.
I got to say, you know, the desire to throw a meatloaf innuendo in there was strong. But I do have a weakness myself for homemade meatloaf. I enjoy
it's
it
the best,
at the dinner.
Right?
And I enjoy it the next day as a cold sandwich.
Cold sandwich, a little mustard on some potato bread. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, hearing that, I'm like, God, there's so many jokes, but they've kind of all been played out. So I'm like, I'll cut her some slack.
I don't like meatloaf generally.
That's insane.
But how about this? How about we compromise and we make meatloaf with pineapple? And then
I was going to say, okay.
Are you trying to ruin everything that is good with
let's
your stupid pineapple?
I
you know,
can compromise on that.
Blonde, you know what I'm going to do?
Or meatloaf and
pineapple pizza tonight, and I'm going to just have him drive it down to the dumpster, and I'm going to film it and say, I'm like, how do you, just all you pineapple pizza. It's going to be the Pineapple Pizza Society.
That's what Domino's should do. Every time somebody orders a pineapple pizza, just drive
just
it off.
Just drive to the dumpster.
God, now there's a good pizza place right down the street here.
Are you going
to
spike
pizza? I'm going to call him up right now and order a pineapple pizza on air.
He's like, oh, I'm going to spite order pizza.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Matt, you were talking earlier about beer, a radio station. I don't drink beer. But a radio station local who they have a kind of a connoisseur, they said Stella Artois is kind of the top. And that's not too hoity-toity, you know, so.
Well, and you're supposed to drink it in, I don't know why, someone could explain it to me, but you're supposed to drink it in kind of like a wine glass. It's always served in, you know, a glass with a stem.
They've got this glass with a stem. Yeah. I think it's just to make it look like it's a higher class beer type thing.
Yeah.
But I at least wanted to suggest that to you. Blonde, I was impressed.
Make me look like a bigger pussy if I drink that beer
just
out of a
plastic cup. Who's going to know the difference? I was impressed, Blonde, with your 2-hour news blackout.
I couldn't do it. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I was so bored after 2 hours. I was like, no.
Matt did longer with keeping away from arguments on Twitter than you did with your troll.
What happened here? I don't know what. I don't know the story.
I was really fed up with news the other day, and I was like, all right, I just need like a 24-hour media blackout so I can like, you know, work out and eat healthy and purge myself of something. It was right after London. And so I tweeted it. I'm like, all right, so I'm accountable. It's like I tweet when I'm going to make a video, so I'm accountable to make that video where people bitch at me. So I did that. And then 2 hours later, I was like angrily tweeting about Muslims and retweeting shit. And then I was like, it's over. It's 2 hours, I mean.
Yeah.
And in that 2 hours, I was like, oh, I want to tweet about this thing, and I can't.
Yeah. It was longest 2 hours of your life. And then you go and get kicked off for 12 hours anyway.
I know. So, and then I got suspended again. Yeah. I've never been suspended on Twitter. I was shocked.
That's ridiculous. I actually do have a question completely unrelated to things going on in the world, because I know the next couple of days is going to be a Comey carnival.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
all this shit that's going to happen. So my question to the two of you is there something on Netflix that you kind of guilt watch? Not hate watch.
I know.
But that. It's like a guilty pleasure where you're like, I like this, but I'd be hard pressed to tell other people I watch it.
Proud of mine. Mine's not a secret either.
And what's yours?
Fuller House. Well, Full House in general, but Fuller House. I watch Fuller House within like a week after that has come out. That is how deep my appreciation of John Stamos and 90s nostalgic sitcom TV is. You can ask people who know me. I watch that show. And that Candace Cameron, like we talked about.
She's kept it tight. She looks great.
Yeah, she does look good. That explains why when I think one day I accidentally put up a Fuller House meme, and you're like, hey, look, another fan. I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I said something funny. Like, I thought I was the only one who watched it. I think you said you are.
I did say you are, yes.
I don't know what's up on Netflix now, but I remember a few years ago they put up My So-Called Life, and I watched like the whole thing in 2 days probably.
Wow.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Oof. My personal ones are they've got two of them. There's the Unsealed Alien Files and Unsealed Conspiracies. I love them because it's just, I mean, I appreciate, you know, Alex Jones's stuff, and this is like done in like with high production. And I mean, and some of it is just, I'll have it on while I'm at work, just listening to mind control. Like, you think, Matt, tinfoil hattery, this is the epitome of tinfoil hattery. Of course, realizing that those are my playlist, it also explained why when I sign in, it says, hey, you might like Bill Nye saves the world. I'm like, oh great, another conspiracy show. I never finished that.
I just watched the gender episode, and that was it. I should give him like, a fair shot.
Are you serious?
No, there's no way I could sit through it. There's no way.
No, they're both interesting kind of background to listen to stuff. You know, it's something you can listen to the craziness that they say.
Yeah.
Some of it makes sense. Most of it's bogus, but sometimes it's interesting.
When I was unemployed last year, I used to love to watch I Shouldn't Be Alive. Like Locked Up God. I love that. Because I love people's like true stories of their harrowing near death experiences. I got like really into that show, and I survived. I also liked that.
I had Blonde written down for my sweet 16th birthday.
Oh no.
TV show.
Oh no.
That's too much
garbage for me. I
that would be your hate watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I do hate watch Sex in the City every once in a while.
Oh God. Sarah Jessica Parker. I just,
yeah.
Duh. Yeah. One time, who did I see it with? I think when I was in high school, I think I went and saw Failure to Launch because I was on a date or something. I was trying to like impress some girl.
By taking her to see.
No, she wanted to see Failure to Launch. I'm pretty sure that's the only reason I was there. I'm trying to remember the exact circumstances, but there's no way. Look, don't get me wrong. I enjoy Fuller House, but Failure to Launch with Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker, way below my standard.
When I was married, I saw Titanic 3 times.
Oh, right? That was horrible.
Yeah. And I actually had one more thing that just jumped in my head, and it just jumped back out again. So it could. Oh, no, I do. As you're both dog owners, I want to mini lecture. Just make sure that if you don't, you get your dog's teeth checked on a regular annual basis.
I'm taking my dog to the vet on Monday. He's got a little ear infection.
This week too. Aww.
I gotta get him some medicine. I can't keep it clean, man.
Yeah, well, yeah. I just had to 2 weeks ago. Scrappy had to have a tooth extracted because one of his chew toys was too hard and it cracked a tooth in the back.
Oh wow!
And they found his front teeth were kind of weak, so they put some stuff in there. But yeah, they've always said the tooth problems are really in dogs cause the most medical issues down the road.
Interesting.
So. Oh, okay. Caesar needs his teeth cleaned, but I don't like to do it because he has to be put under anesthesia and he's only 4 pounds.
I know, and I get that, but I mean,
he doesn't like it. He acts all drunk after.
Oh, the drunk part's the best because then they just go crash somewhere, you know,
John and they're passed out.
I do sometimes. Look how cute and tiny he is.
But Caesar, but Bond, the next morning you'll be like, he'll have pearlies that will rival your pearly whites.
And then 4 days later, his mouth will smell like low tide again.
Yes. Well, you've got that glorious 4 days, though. So,
That's true.
You've got that glorious 4 days. So that's all I got. Well, I'll let you guys go. But and in closing, Bill, I do thank you both for everything. You really do highlight my weeks listening to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for supporting the show, man. We really
absolutely
appreciate it.
Absolutely. So we will talk again soon. Bye.
Stan's the man. Stan is the one who told me to make sure we're on camera while we're sharing media on the podcast. See, that was Stan's idea. So I've set that up for the coming podcast. We'll always, no blonde reaction to Keith Olbermann will ever be lost again. We'll always have that in the frame. So that's,
I'll have to remember that because sometimes when I know the camera's coming up, I'll like scratch my face or
There's no, at no point will you be safe from the memeing. Are we good on super chat or are we?
I can catch you up. David Howard, $2 pitching in for a slice gag.
Yes, I'm glad this has become kind of a super chat meme.
Joel Dykeman, $2. Meat-based double entendres are the laziest jokes. I agree. And that's to everybody that made a meatloaf joke instead of just thinking about hearty American cooking. Fucking perks.
Okay.
God.
I'm going to go into an anonymous internet chat and talk about meatloaf and think it's going to be
fun. I said I am making a meatloaf for my boyfriend. I wasn't saying I wasn't like meatloaf. That is a totally normal food to make. Whatever.
I'm making meatloaf. I hope it's juicy.
I didn't say anything about level of juiciness.
Okay.
And the juiciness is important. That's why you put milk in it.
I know. You don't want it dry. Believe me, I don't like meatloaf, but I certainly don't like dry meatloaf.
This is whatever, you guys. Whatever. Liberative, $5. Cash for Blonde's Fuller House reaction face. Too slow for a screen cap.
Oh, yeah, I guess Seth's see it.
He's been saying a lot of things that make me hate him lately, and like they're just kind of.
Oh my God! Seriously, you know, look, if I end up single again, you talk about a night in, you talk about a good date night in, pineapple pizza and Fuller House. Oh yeah, Netflix and chill with pineapple pizza and Fuller House. That sounds great to me.
I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Yeah. There you go.
One more. That's what I'll say to you. One more. Okay. Constantine, mediocre, $5. Pineapple pizza? ? The entirety of my Sicilian ancestry is rolling over in their graves because of that abomination. Thank you.
Yeah, you're siding with the Italians?
Of course I'm siding with the Italians.
Whatever.
They know what's up. Mamma mia.
Yeah, all right.
That's all.
All right, we're good? Okay. We got a couple, Miss Malevolent, and then Paul, and then Jay Fry. We might, if we hustle up, we'll have some time to get to maybe some of the other callers as well. And then how many questions we have? Do we have one or two or two email questions? Okay. So Miss Malevolent, let's find Miss Malevolent. Hello, Miss Malevolent.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you two doing?
Just talking about poor taste in food and TV and, you know,
why Matt sort of sucks.
Whatever.
We were talking about games when you pulled me in.
Oh.
But let's talk about the culture. Have either one of you seen Wonder Woman? Are you interested in seeing
No,
it?
And I need somebody to give me a recap because I keep seeing headlines but have not investigated at all. So like a 10-second recap of what this Wonder Woman thing is. What's happening? Was a movie just released? I don't even know.
Yeah, it came out this last weekend, but I haven't seen it.
And is it some big feminist flick?
I heard that she's pretty feminine. Yeah.
No,
at least not feminist in that she's not like, she doesn't have a buzz cut and that sort of thing.
So it's not pissing people off?
I don't think so.
All right. They made some like 200 million worldwide the first weekend. I mean, it's pissing off feminists because they have these tie-ins like Crowder was talking about how there was a tie-in with a nutrition bar or some
Oh yeah, you know, some, yeah, yeah. It was some like weight loss bar or something like that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and they got all angry. Like, I mean, a superhero is supposed to be a superhero. They're supposed to look. They're not supposed to be the norm.
Right.
You know, they're supposed to be superhuman. That kind of conveys itself in the title. Like,
yeah.
You know, not average woman, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know. So, anyway, I was just wondering if I saw it. I don't think it's a great flick, but it, you know, because I saw Guardians of the Galaxy like 3 times.
Oh, was that good?
So,
the second one or the first one or both?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is amazing. I saw it 3 times.
Chris Pratt's in it,
right? Yes. Yes.
How much
is.
Of his naked body do you see in it?
You only get to see a little bit of the workout that he did. You know, they had to do a little bit.
Mm.
You know.
Yes, they did.
But you got a little taste. You got a little taste of those abs.
I will see it then.
Yes, please do. Enjoy.
What Chris Pratt thinks of pineapple pizza. I bet he likes it.
No one likes pineapple pizza. No American.
Oh, well, all right. Deport me.
Now, look. Wonder Woman, I think, I don't know if you all, when I put it on a scale, I would say it's around the Ant-Man range. You know, it's not great, but it's not bad. It's probably going to be considered one of the best DC movies. I personally like Superman, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman. I like those. Other people trashed them to hell. But, you know, this one I think will give the DCU, if that's what they're called, finally some respect in regards to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Ah. So, I hardly ever see superhero movies. The last one I saw was Suicide Squad, which is, I guess
that
counts as a super.
I didn't see
it. You know, it was panned, but I didn't think it was as, I'm not saying it was great, but I didn't think it was as bad as the pylon suggested. And Margot Robbie helps a lot.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know what, Matt?
But the scenes with Jared Leto were good. Like, the best parts of the movie were...
Lord have scenes... mercy, Matt.
No. You didn't think that the scenes with Jared Leto as Joker and Margot Robbie were good? I thought that was the best part of the movie. Just not enough of it.
Well, then, you know what? You're going to really enjoy Wonder Woman if you thought Suicide Squad was great.
No, I'm not saying it was great. I'm saying the best parts of it was the interaction between those two, and I would have liked to see more. But you know,
I think was
it a great movie?
Fine.
No. No. But was it awful?
I think he chewed too much scenery.
Hmm.
But let's just say this. Feminist, whatever. No, it's not. I mean, it has some little lines in there that, you know, the blue hair, you know, hairy armpit squad is going to really enjoy talking about how terrible men are. But I mean, it's more of a generalization. You know, these are women who are stewards of mankind who have basically been disappointed with them. So it's more along that. Trust me, I was looking for that, you know, SJW bullshit they like to put in there. And there was none of that. And
that's
that was
good.
A good
that's
aspect.
Good.
Worth checking out then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for that. And I hope we'll catch you soon.
All right. Ciao.
Have a great night.
Bye. I got the whole live chat to talk shit on you, and it's been hilarious.
About what?
Oh, lots of things.
Fuller House, Pineapple Pizza, Suicide Squad.
Just generally talking about how you suck.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
That's fine.
Whatever. Go live chat. I love you guys. And I can read the mean things you say about Matt if you give us monies.
I don't care. Yeah, roast me for cash, whatever. roast me for free. Yeah, whatever. That's fine, too. If I tried to ban all the critical comments, we'd spend all day. The only comments I ban are flat earth comments. That's it.
Yeah,
ban those. I'm pretty sure it works. By the way, if people want to test it, try to type flat earth into the chat.
And you will never be able to live chat in here ever again.
No, I'm pretty, it doesn't ban you. It just doesn't let you type it, hopefully.
Oh, really? I thought you were banning people for that.
No, I set up, you can ban specific words. It's like the social justice warrior tool that you can set up.
That
all I did was for flat earth terms.
Infinite Plane Society. It's this flat earth account. I like was in one of his live chats where he was planning a raid on Mike Cernovich. Oh, and he was like, they were talking about how I had censored the chat. And then the guy, the flat earth guy was like, oh, okay, well someone can block her now. And so he was just like, in two breaths, he talked about my hypocrisy and then blocked me.
All right. Well, whatever. We've given them enough time already. My only point is that's the only exception. Other than that, talk all the shit you want, but no flat earth nonsense. There's probably a million flat earth comments in the chat now. I don't know. Paul's up next. Paul, you're good to go if you can. I guess his mic isn't muted. We'll just let him hang out for a sec. Otherwise, while we wait for Paul, look who's here. Jay Fry's here.
I'm here.
Yeah, Jay Fry is here. Jay Fry was doing his best blonde impression last week. Fry was making me sweat with his controversial comments.
Oh, really?
I did what I could.
The way you phrased that made it sound like you were horny because Jay Fry was doing an impression of me. It made me sweat. That's what you said.
I did say that, but I meant in nervousness. Oh, uh-huh. Who sweats because they're horny?
Lots of people.
That's weird.
Isn't that like a bunch of songs? Like, you make me sweat, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I think of that if you're like grinding on people and dancing and stuff, maybe. But...
this is the worst show ever.
Yeah, that's basically why I got in here, is because it was the worst show ever.
To save the day.
Hey, what's up, Jay Fry?
Do what I can.
Okay, save us, dude. Hurry up.
I know.
Awkward silence.
There was just so much to... First off, blonde, don't hold up Caesar. That's not a dog. That's like
I know. I never like made a claim that he's a dog. I mean, it's what he's classified as in broad terms, but he's more along the lines of like a hamster rat.
He did sound like a guinea pig when you squeezed him.
I know.
But it's like it's not a dog. It's like a treat you give dogs.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I tell my husky to eat Caesar every day when I leave. Like, Musket, all right, you know, if I come back and Caesar's dead and you've picked all the meat off of his bones, I'm not going to be that upset. And I come home every day and Caesar's fine. I don't know what else I can do here.
Really, that's a failure on the Huskies' part.
I know.
I haven't been watching superhero movies, but I have been watching just god-awful B-rated movies.
Why?
Okay. Because I hate myself and it's a good way to punish me.
Wait, what?
I watched one today called Piranha Shark.
Ugh, that sounds horrible.
And it had Kevin Sorbo in it as the mayor of New York City.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Sorbo? Yeah, Hercules.
God damn it, blonde.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
he's old. He was a star. Wasn't he a star in like the 80s or early 90s?
Kevin Sorbo?
Yeah.
Kevin, K-E-V-I-N Sorbo, K-Sorbs on Twitter.
He's actually a very like politically conservative guy too. I've heard him on Sean Hannity's show several times.
Yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah,
he's this giant forehead guy. Yeah.
Oh, now your video is all desynced again. Oh. Thanks, Skype.
What the shit, woman? You're getting in some trouble here, blonde. Yeah. He was pantless the entire movie.
Did you get? And you get, was there the front shot?
No, he was in a suit coat, but he was like this completely ineffectual mayor, and he was. Like, oh. He didn't wear pants.
like the suit coat covered up everything that it needed to cover.
Yeah, because he was seated most of the time. But
yeah,
I'm like, so you're in a movie, right? And the joke is that you can not wear pants. And I'm like, I wonder how often he's supposedly pantless and he's wearing pants. So I tweeted him, just asking.
But he respond?
He hasn't gotten back yet. Because like,
how many Twitter... Kevin Sorbo can't be that big on Twitter. Let me see.
Probably 14, 18,000.
K-Sorbs at K-Sorbs. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
60,000 followers. All right, Jesus. That's more than I would have... Right. That's more than I would have predicted, but that's not huge.
Well,
it doesn't look like he replies, though. I'm looking at his replies here. He never replies to anybody.
He does. I asked him once about if I could get him to... get in a shouting match with Dean Cain because they do this paid,
oh yeah, Crowder has paid, Dean Cain. We should get Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and just constantly blow him off like, yes, Kevin. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah,
yes, you punched Hera, we got it, you're doing wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You can, if you become buds with Kevin Sorbo, tell him we need like a B-list celebrity correspondent gag on our show. And he would fit that well.
Fit the bill. Right.
Yeah.
he's a conservative guy. He actually, after he did Hercules, he had a stroke.
Yeah.
And had to relearn like speech and reading and all sorts of stuff. He's accomplished quite a bit in his life.
Huh. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Or I made it up. I'm not positive. But,
yeah, it could be fake news. Yeah.
No, he really did. I saw it on Fox, so it has to be pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Possibly
okay.
Accurate.
All right. Well, thanks for saving our show. It was really going downhill until we have that Kevin Sorbo talk.
He was pantless. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. A pantless Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, all right. Boy. I guess we can catch up on Super Chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a good one.
And then Paul. I guess Paul's mic's probably not working or something, but we'll leave him in here if he can chime in. He's good to go whenever. But how are we doing?
Okay. Blake McDowell, $2. Oh, I need some of that steez, please. What?
Blake is a real life friend of mine. Yeah.
Oh.
He's referencing. So when I was in high school, I made skateboarding and snowboarding videos, and. And back in the day, man, steez is like a snowboard term for style. You know, it's like a snowboard slang term. So the video I made my junior year of high school was called Steez, Please. And that's what he's referencing.
Oh, little Skaggy.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you were such a nerd.
No, I was a snowboarder, skateboarder kid. That's pretty much all I did.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Around, 2005.
God, that makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Thank you, Blake. I appreciate that. $5 from Black Magic. Reality winner, quote, being white is an act of terrorism, end quote. Which college course do you think she got this from? Petroleum engineering.
Have you followed that story?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm not super keen on it, but I have seen her tweets. And I can't believe someone's name is Reality Winner.
I had to read that headline 10 times before I figured out that she was the subject. I was like, what is going on here?
I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it on Sunday.
I don't know very much about the documents, but they seem to corroborate nothing.
Allegedly, this is a leaked document that shows, I should have read more into this, that shows it's something Russia related, but I forget what exactly the takeaway from the document was. Whatever. Ask Reality Winner. Maybe we'll talk about it on Sunday. When I looked at this story, it was a big yawn to me, other than somebody really weird just got arrested for leaking a doc, or somebody with a really weird name. And really weird tweets.
I'm much more interested in the nature of her name and how
that
happened.
Fact that she had a security clearance when she's clearly like an idiot, it seems like.
All right, we got a few more. Boom Baby, $2. Blonde Talk Dirty. Absolutely not. Not going to do that. Thank you, though. Fozimo, $2. Matt,
you trolled.
Green? Super green? What?
You could have trolled. You could have said, you could have talked about like cleaning thing. Dirty talk doesn't have to be sexual is what I'm saying. You could have made a joke there.
Yeah, I could have
left
just
it on the table.
Given you all the verbal instructions of how I made the meatloaf.
Yeah, exactly.
Could have done. Should have done. Fozimo, $2. Matt, are you green, super green?
I don't know what that means.
I get a lot of super chats where I'm like, did I just forget the conversation that we
I don't had? Know. It sounds like it's referencing something, but I don't know what it's referencing.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, sorry.
Five Hamilton, $5. Better be Mackenzie Pizza, Matt. Blonde, I'm going to screen cap the reaction to Fuller House and that dreamy look for Pratt into a meme, FYI. Oh, no.
There is a Mackenzie River Pizza here, although I've never really been there. My favorite pizza place is like a mom and pop shop right down the street.
Hmm. Mackenzie River. I've never heard of this chain.
I assume that's what he's referencing. Yeah, it's a pretty big chain, Mackenzie River Pizza is.
And then Kingsley Obrakwa, $5. Huge fan of the show. Been here since 10K. Easily my favorite show. Also, fuck everybody. Fuller House is great, and so is Pineapple Pizza Fighting.
Yes. Somebody gets it.
Thank
the,
you.
The way I appreciate, it's not like I think Fuller House is a good show. It's that I have a nostalgic appreciation for that corny 90s family TV. And because Fuller House is kind of self-aware in making fun of itself about how it is corny, bad 90s style TV. Like it has a laugh track, or maybe the audience is actually laughing, but I'm pretty sure it has a laugh track.
I think it does. Yeah.
It's that's why you appreciate it. Not because it's oh, this scripting is so compelling, and oh, I wonder if DJ and Stephanie are going to get along after this fight over a guy or whatever. You know, it's not like that.
I mean, should I watch it? I watched Full House growing up.
You have to watch it with the right mindset. Is like, if I loved Full House, I actually did. Like, there's something about Full House. I don't know what
it is. It's wholesome.
Yeah, it's the wholesomeness and John Stamos. I've talked about John Stamos a million times. I just like the show. So if you like, I think you have to like Full House to like Fuller House. You could not jump into Fuller House and enjoy it.
Boy, we have talked about Full House a lot.
Yeah. Well, we're having trouble getting guests. Maybe I should reach out to Candace Cameron or John Stamos. Probably pretty, you know, equal likelihood of getting those people.
Yeah, really.
It seems.
Ooh.
Are we caught up?
Yep.
Okay. Let's take, you think we can fit in two callers and then, take the two questions. You got time for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So conservative crypto Georgist, if this person is still hanging out. Still is. Conservative crypto Georgist, if I'm saying that right. Thanks for waiting as long as you have. You're good to go if you can chime in. It looks like your mic's unmuted, but I don't hear anything. So we'll let that person hang out. Otherwise, Bruce, you're good to go if you can unmute your mic. These people have been waiting for like an hour, so they're probably off. They're probably watching Fuller House. Fuck this.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch Fuller House. Well, yeah. We can do the call-in questions if you want.
Okay. Otherwise, let me try one more. Yeah. We had Beggar Hero previously, so I'll say Proud Ethnic Man because I like that name.
There we go. Hey, guys.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Bruce.
Hey.
I'm trying to actually get on the show for a while.
I'll get to you in just 1 second, Proud Ethnic Man, if you can.
Oh, sorry about that, man.
Oh, no, you're... okay,
damn,
so now
I
we got three in.
I realized you forgot to call my name.
Okay, yeah, so I got three in. We got Bruce, conservative crypto Georgist, and Proud Ethnic Man. So conservative crypto Georgist was here first, so let's go in order. We'll go conservative, and then Bruce, and then Proud Ethnic Man. Sound good?
Sure thing.
Sweet.
I just can't hear you from through Discord, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, you can't hear me through? Okay. Well, that's going to make things very difficult. Probably impossible, to be honest, because there's a delay. So.
Can nobody hear us through Discord?
No. Everyone else could.
Okay.
Let's go with Bruce for now. Bruce, you want to chime in?
Cool. Yeah, I'll keep it short.
Yeah, see, this is going to get impossible. This is going to be great listening here.
Maybe just... I'll disconnect and then I'll move back into the quiet call and then just bring me back in.
Okay, we'll try that. Okay, Bruce, you're good to go. Sorry about that.
I've been trying to get on your guys' show for a while.
Appreciate the patience.
But, yeah, I mean, it's I live in Portland, Oregon, so it's highly liberal.
Yeah.
And I'm just fighting every day to just be sort of a battle.
I love the city, man. So I went to school in Portland and I really loved the city, and it was loony at the time when I was there, but it's like off the wall now.
Campus. What's his name? The Rubin Show. Didn't he do
Dave
a
Rubin?
Thing at PSU? Yeah, Dave Rubin.
Yeah, he was there over the winter with Christina Hoff Summers and another like a philosophy professor at PSU, and they were protested as white supremacist and sexist and all that.
Perfect,
but they did the talk anyway. Antifa was going to protest them, but didn't.
Yeah, I work downtown, so I get all the protests. It's nuts.
Yeah.
So anyway, so my question goes back a few weeks ago with Trevor Noah and his net neutrality thing. And after his show, the FCC got DDoS'd. So and that kind of... Oh.
I'm not familiar with this story. I haven't heard this at all. Can you recap this
much to it?
Recap the story really quick.
So he has a show. It's net neutrality is the subject, right? And so after the show, his peons, they all go DDoS the FCC website, you know, the people who are trying to basically get rid of net neutrality. So what... to debate myself with is, and I wanted to know what your guys' thoughts were on it. was, how much responsibility do you think that these pundits have in terms of their audience?
Did he call for it? Did Trevor Noah call for it?
No, of course not. He's not going to call for it.
I can't fault him basically at all, but I mean, well, if he didn't call for it, then no. So if I'm understanding correctly, Trevor Noah was making some pro net neutrality case, probably spoke critically of the FCC to some extent. And then after the fact, a bunch of people flood the FCC website with traffic to knock it offline. Right.
Yeah. And he threw a few, you know, his little jokes in there and, you know, off they go.
Yeah. No, I can't fault Trevor Noah for that at all. I think I'd be wildly hypocritical if I did, because I don't want to chill people's critical speech. I think it's very important. And I want Trevor Noah to be able to criticize or advocate for net neutrality as much as he wants. And if someone went and killed the FCC, the person in charge of the FCC after doing that, I wouldn't fault Trevor Noah.
No, I totally understand. And I agree that I'm not saying that any sort of restriction should be placed or anything like that. I'm just curious as to his level of responsibility. If you have an audience, how much, I guess what I'd be looking for, if anything, is just an acknowledgement. I'm not looking for any sort of change or anything like
that. You want
that.
Trevor Noah to disavow?
Not disavow, just, I don't know. Do you remember that debate on Crossfire like 10, 12 years ago with Jon Stewart
and Tucker O'Reilly? Carlson? Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember there.
His name was,
yeah.
And they were debating this sort of thing where, you know, what Jon Stewart would do. And I like Jon Stewart, actually. I think he's pretty funny, though I disagree with probably about 70% of what he says. But what Tucker Carlson said, which one I agreed with Jon Stewart more, but now I'm finding myself agreeing more with Tucker Carlson, is, you know, the kind of the hiding behind the comedy shield, where he can have his political say so, and then sort of, you know, hide behind a comedy wall and say, oh no, I'm just a comedian. You know, it's kind of this weird gray area for me.
Well, I mean, I don't know that the distinction matters to me in the context of the question, because if Trevor Noah gave a 100% sincere speech, let's say at a college campus or something, about net neutrality, and it was not comedic at all, and he did not say it was comedic and admitted that this is sincere advocacy, and then they went and DDoSed, I still wouldn't fault. I don't think that you have, I don't know, we probably have this perspective on it because we don't feel responsible for our audiences unless we try to incite them to do something. You know, like if I make a video that's critical about a topic or a person, and I don't say, oh, by the way, go harass that person too.
Yeah.
And if someone goes and does that, sorry, but I didn't tell them to. I don't want them to.
I'll tell you why I can't get on board with this. About 3 months ago, there was this crazy white nationalist guy that went and stabbed some black homeless guy with a sword in the gut, killed him. And turns out, as I found out later, he was subscribed to my channel and a few other channels. So I got a lot of shit, a lot of shit from this. And then it made me realize like how I have to address other people. Like I am not culpable for anything that this crazy person did. I didn't inspire them to do any of these things. And it made me treat my audience differently, but also assess the weight of responsibility on me and my influence. I mean, that counts for something. But yeah, you can't control your audience.
I don't think you're guilty for the people that listen to you. Certainly not. I'm not saying that Trevor Noah is guilty for these DDoS attacks. It's not what I'm saying at all. I guess just what I'm kind of looking for is this sort of middle ground where, yes, you're not responsible for it, but you do have some form of influence. And you can heavily infer things, which Trevor Noah, he didn't infer any sort of, you know, attack on the FCC. I don't know. That's the thing. I'm grappling with this myself. I'm all for free speech, but at the same time,
really,
I know
treacherous
the power
territory,
speech.
Though.
I'm inclined to agree. Yeah.
What's the distinction there between, like, you know, the disavow talk? Like, oh, hey, this person listens to you and did something bad. Will you disavow? Well, yeah, it sounds like it sucks. But if I had to disavow every bad thing that's ever from a person who's ever heard me speak, that's pretty exhausting and kind of a waste of time. I'd rather just treat people as individuals and hold individuals responsible for their individual actions.
That's true. You're probably right. But that's just, I don't know. It was something that was on my mind for a long time. But I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. Trevor Noah sucks.
he's critically unfunny. I mean,
yeah.
And be as unfunny as he is.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's an interesting thought. Appreciate your patience and waiting to get into the show. I know it takes a while, and so I appreciate you sticking around.
No, thanks
and,
for having
me. Yeah, have a great night. Appreciate it.
Too.
So we'll try to get Proud Ethnic Man here, and then I'll pull Mr. Conservative back in to close, and then we'll take the two questions. Are you good to go, Mr. Ethnic Man?
Oh, yeah. First off, I want to give a clarification on the name, because that kind of looks like a, you know, white supremacist name.
Well, I see it looks like you have is it a Kekistani avatar? I can't really tell.
So, yeah, it is. So what happened was, remember that Unstoppable incident where everyone changed their names?
Yeah.
Well, my name was forced back into this. It's kind of close to my name. It was originally Proud Ethnic Kekistani. So, mm-hmm. you know, you could tell the joke in there.
Yeah.
Proud Ethnic Man kind of takes away the joke. But the mod changed it back to this because he completely forgot the last word. I've been too lazy to tell him.
Okay.
okay, so Blonde. My dad, you know what he loves? Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, there you go. Your dad's probably cool.
Yeah, he also listens to the show. So hi, Dad.
All right. Well, then he is cool.
Your dad's definitely cool.
Yeah. I introduced it to him with the Rubin Report and the Rogan Experience. We were on a pretty long car trip a few months back. So I've had some pretty interesting conversations with him since then.
Well, good.
Yeah. So thank you guys for
thanks for sharing the show.
Bought with my dad. but anyway, on to some, I guess a response to that bonus audio content from the B movie. I'm actually kind of sad Paul left.
He must be having some troubles. But yeah. So that's the same Paul I posted. I did his podcast, which is about like B-list movies, but we were talking about media. And so I posted the audio of that on our audio platforms, but that's the same Paul for people that listen to that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I have a gripe with something he said on there.
Something I said?
Oh yeah. It's not political at all. So it has nothing to do with your channel at all. I'm a really big Destiny fanboy.
Oh, Destiny is shit. Get out of here.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you
Destiny
some...
Destiny is so terrible.
Yeah, I really love the game.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, there's nothing good in your life. Yeah, you think Destiny is good.
Yeah. I honestly don't blame you for that. I really do understand why there's such a big outrage against it. I know I'm the unpopular opinion for that.
Yeah.
but
a couple of nerds over here. God.
Yeah. The other thing, I was interested to hear a bit more about it. I didn't get to finish the content because I haven't been on Drive recently. But you're talking about stuff you did after breakups, and I'd be interested in that because I just went through a breakup, so that just like popped up in my head right when you said that. It was like the day of. So.
Yeah. Well, I didn't handle them so great, but I know what I would do retrospectively, and I know what I'll do if I have another one in my life. But do you want to take that? Maybe you have you had a positive experience? I've never had like a positive one.
Who, me?
Yeah. Positive breakup experience?
No, I mean, I guess the real advice here is what not to do. Like,
don't
rebound too fast and don't get fat. And I think that and don't abuse any substances and you'll be pretty good to go. You'll be okay in however long you dated the person.
Yeah.
Isn't that the rule?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I was just a bit interested because you mentioned stuff like I think you mentioned working out or improving yourself.
I don't remember what we talked about. I don't remember exactly what I said, but that is the direction that I would go. Like when I was younger, and I've talked about this before, how I definitely put women up on the pedestal, and you put yourself up so high with them that if you fall, you fall hard, and then you know if you're. You're stuck in that spot of, well, I did everything for this person and it didn't work. Da, 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 da. No, you probably didn't. You probably didn't. I'm not saying you necessarily, I don't know your story, but just if my experience is representative of anything, in retrospect, I thought I did everything, but I was not the best person that I could have been.
And you were just ingratiating yourself because you were trying to get laid.
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, and it's also a mechanism that allows you when you convince yourself that you did everything, it removes that necessity for self-reflection from you. Like, what could I have done better? Well, nothing, because I was perfect. And you probably weren't. And so ultimately, that's what was good for me out of those, is they led me to do self-reflection and make myself a better, stronger individual.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what has brought me to a place of happiness in my life, where it's like, you know, later in more recent years, meet girls and it's like, hey, I think you're cool. Would you like to hang out? Would you like to do something? No? All right, well, go fuck yourself, because I'm awesome. Yeah, that kind of, then you get comfortable with rejection too. If you've trained yourself to be a better version of yourself, and you get confidence and you realize
that makes that dating easier too.
There's plenty of fish in the sea and all those cliches, but
that's true.
I'm going on way too long here and not making sense. What I'm saying is the best things that I did after terrible breakups were focus on myself and improving myself into being a better person.
All right. I'm just going to leave you with one question so we can have enough time for him, so he doesn't feel, you know, left out with his audio not working. Are there any workouts you would recommend for a beginner, if you know any?
Well, here's the thing. And that's like, I don't talk about it hardly at all, because I just, it's not interesting to talk about. But what I would recommend, especially after a breakup, if there's like a gym in your area, go and take group classes. And I don't CrossFit. Mean like yoga, you know, you take whatever you want. But there's a lot of, in my experience, gym classes are great with a trainer, because they'll get you to work harder than you would on your own. But also they tend to be majority female, no matter what you take, even if it's not a girly type workout. And so it's a great place to meet fit women too, which is obviously a perk.
The strong Russian woman.
I don't know.
I go to bar classes, and there was like this studly guy in one of my classes yesterday. And after the class, like, there were girls that just kind of like flocked around him. He was the only dude.
Yeah.
Was it Sugar Tits who mentioned the stereotype of German woman, or was Russian woman, or?
Oh, I just heard her saying that when you guys were streaming. Yeah, she was talking about what her vision of a stereotypical German woman was, but I can't remember what she said.
Neither can I.
It was something like strong and muscular or something like that. It was weird.
Oh, yeah, and then I said something about Bridget Nielsen. That's right.
Yeah.
Ah.
But yeah, I absolutely, like, group classes with a trainer are that accomplishes a lot of good for someone who's in your situation, I would say.
And CrossFit, even though it has a cult-like atmosphere, and I don't do it, I know a lot of men that have had really good success with like social success and physical success with CrossFit. Like, you meet a lot of people but it is kind of culty. I don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say, so do people in cults.
And then you can tell everyone how you CrossFit.
Oh yeah, I was about to say, it's the vegan of fitness. Yeah.
It is the vegan of fitness, but I don't know, like, I've seen some of those people at gyms and I'm like, holy shit. Like, they are not messing around. It's like a full body thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with it. Let us know if there are any developments. Somehow we always enjoy the occasional dabble in like relationship talk on this show. So
you probably wouldn't recognize it because I have a different Twitter name, but I've interacted with you quite a bit on Twitter. I'm not sure how many interactions you get. So I'm fine updating you with anything.
I try to stay on top of my tweets.
Yeah. Yeah. You really do a good job. I get like more responses than you than like anyone else I can think of.
That's probably a bad thing.
I'm like the same way with other people, but it's fun.
Yeah.
But thanks for having me on. I try to get on every once in a while, but that roll call is hard to do.
Yeah, well, we're doing the best we can. We appreciate the patience.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Okay, let's see if conservative. I'm not optimistic this is going to work, but conservative, can you hear us through Discord now?
Oh yeah, I can't hold up.
All right. Oh, perfect. So we don't have to deal with a mess. Sorry for making you wait, but I'm glad that it worked out.
Yeah, that was no problem. By the way, with regards to this name, it's a joke for another server. So I constantly change it. So if I show up,
I didn't. Week, yeah, I was like, I don't know what Crypto Georgist is.
I used one of those identity generator things. It's like, where it just like takes like an initial thing and then tosses some like weird pseudo, I don't know what it is. But anyway, it spits out some hilarious results.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I mean, when he mentioned last call, I mentioned Twitter. So I was looking through my Twitter feed and, don't look at your Twitter feed when you're done, Blonde. Our guy, Sean Liberative, who's contributing to the show all the time, is a big picture of meatloaf with pineapple on it.
Oh, no.
Sent to both of us. And it looks kind of good, to be honest.
You know what? I'm gonna say I like pineapple pizza too.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people who hate it. I know it's an utter sin for some people, but for me, and I'm gonna agree with you, Matt. It's gonna be one of the few things that speaking of which, of things that I have a hard time disagreeing with you, I find it nearly impossible for me to disagree with you.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good thing or
you're it's pretty
bad.
Measured. Yeah. It's probably good.
I try to be thoughtful, of course. I try to be consider as much as I can and coming down. But that's the problem is I oftentimes am insufficiently decisive for some people. Like if I don't throw CNN under the bus every chance I get and tell them they're shit and spit on them and stomp them, then that's not good enough. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. But yeah. Are you leading up to a point of disagreement with me?
Well, no, I'm just saying like the only thing that I disagreed with. Well, actually, now that I think about it, yeah, the only time I disagreed with you was like I think a couple of weeks ago on that FGM case that happened in the States there.
I think people were holding me to a position I don't hold. Am I arguing for male circumcision? No, I'm not. But I don't consider these things to be the same exact thing. And people get pissed if you don't consider them the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Still pretty bad, though.
I don't exactly remember what it was, but I ended up agreeing with your general premise and your conclusion at the end of the video, which was the more important thing.
So, I don't know. I better not go down a circumcision talk because people are going to rage if I do.
Yeah.
So I'll just leave it there. To be clear, I'm not like, I've never made the case that we should be circumcising male babies. I've never made that case. The thing that bugged me about the argument that the person was making on Tucker too was saying, well, we circumcise all our male children is basically the same thing. Well, one, I don't think they're the same thing, but two, your point is, that her argument is basically, hey, here's this other bad thing. So let's just do this other bad thing too. Why don't we do zero bad things instead of two bad things?
Yeah, that was
which I explicitly said in the video, but people still freak out. Anyway.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I actually go to a pretty social justice school. In fact, I've gone to two social justice schools. One's like right around the corner from me. I believe it's still called City View Alternative. It was some type of middle school, grade 7 and 8. And oh man, that's where I learned to hate social justice. That was about 5 years ago now, I think. Fuck, I don't even remember. But yeah, it was long enough for me to just hate it from there, but I didn't really know why I hated it. And then especially like early 2015, I just started to hate it even more. And then my political ideas started to really form. And especially now, I think I'm a lot more solid with regards to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. My current perspective didn't shape as it exists now until about 2015 and onward. Things got real weird with the social justice crowd around that time. And I think a lot of us jumped ship. Now, I don't know if you were what ship you were on previously, but certainly a lot of people were saying, I don't know where I am, but not that at all. And so here we are.
Yeah. And it's funny, especially, because the current school that I go to, I'm not going to reveal their name, at least not yet. I'm not thinking about doing that. But they even had a petition that was like some letters to the Toronto American Embassy that was forwarding to the White House that was regarding the Paris Agreement. And I was just like, listen, nobody's even presented a proper argument for or against it yet with regards to in the school itself. So just like debate that first, then go to signing the letter. Yeah. That's like,
because the school has, like, especially on like Wednesdays, they run a in the mornings they run effectively a powwow where everybody just gets in, and it's a student council effectively. And I mean, it's pretty cool. You can propose stuff like, hey, we want to put a new couch in the hallway because the current one there is just completely ruined. But it also leads to things like some pretty cringy shit that comes out of it too. So,
yeah. All right. Well, we'll probably have to leave it there. We're running long. I gotta wrap it up because I gotta pee and I gotta eat.
Yeah.
And we got a bunch of super chats. Still
and we got a bunch of super chats and two emails.
So oh yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your patience, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I zoned out and started to play. I bought this War of Mine just recently, so I have been playing the fuck out of it.
Ah, all right. Well, sounds good.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Well, yeah, you too.
Want me to catch up on Super Chat, or do you want to do the two questions?
Super
first?
Chat. No, you're probably right. Maybe we should Super Chat to close, because then we're all caught up. All
right.
When we're done. So I don't have the questions in front of me. Do you have
them? Sure. I do. Caesar, where are you going? From Chris Morgan. Hey, guys. Love your show and especially uploads. My question is, why is it that, quote, motive is suddenly a factor in everything these days? Comey didn't see motive with Hillary, but she did the crime. No Muslim terrorist has a clear motive. But when a white guy stabs a couple people on a train, suddenly it's because of white supremacy and Trump's rhetoric, which is totally false. If I rob a bank to give to charity, is my motive enough to absolve me of the crime?
Well, it's interesting to think about those examples that he gave, because in one case they're saying motive is important in the case of right. Hillary, and then in the other case they're saying motive is not important in the case of the Islamic attack.
And I would say that they're highly motivated. I mean, maybe he's talking about the media perception.
No, well, we're talking about the perspective from the left, though, general. I don't know the perspective that he's referring to or who it matters to. I don't know. I can't say motive. I don't know if motive isn't the right word, but maybe intent is the right word. Certainly we recognize these things in law, you know,
if right.
we recognize negligence versus like premeditated attacks and that sort mm-hmm. of thing. Is that a difference of motive? I don't know, but I do think motive is really important. Maybe not in terms of judging the morality.
Right. Well, it is important in judging the morality.
I think it's important in terms of solving the issue too, solving the crime. Like the thing that bothers me the most about Islamic attacks is that we're never honest about the motive. Oh, right. It's just some lone wolf crazy guy. We'll never know. Can't solve this one. I'm pretty sure there's a common motive that we can identify that would go a long way to solve.
What could it be?
So I actually do think motive matters quite a lot from an analytical perspective.
Right.
It doesn't. I don't know that it makes a crime better or worse necessarily. It can, I guess, but I'm a fan of analyzing motive and considering motive. I think it's pretty important.
I agree. And then this last one is more of a statement, I believe, although I didn't review it too well. Hey, Matt and Blonde and others in the chat and server. I just wanted to address what was discussed 2 weeks ago, May 24th show, when it comes to the history of the Confederate States dealing with the removal. For many in the southern states in the 1800s, slavery was seen as a right, specifically something that the states or individuals controlled. It was mentioned twice in the Constitution, once when discussing how other persons counted as a regular person, and second when it came to Congress's power over regulating the slave trade. And under the 10th Amendment, or maybe it was the 9th, the other deals with power to people. Anything not specifically set as an executive or legislative power. It is a state issue, much like education, insurance, et cetera. So to the South, Lincoln's election, which triggered legal succession, was seen much in the same way Trump's election was seen to the left. I talked more about this
well,
on
that's Hines. That's not a good omen.
yeah. I just thought it was important to bring this up because I've lived in the South and have had a friend that shared my last name. So this is an important topic to me. Thanks so much, Chris to the J. And he's a friend of the show as well.
Oh, yeah. He calls in frequently. We've heard from him. All right. Well, thanks for the thoughts. I'm not going to pretend to be the expert on, Confederate artifacts and culture and history and all that stuff. I think my only take on it is, and as we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, I am not a fan. I'm not a fan of erasing history and historical artifacts. Now, if a state decides like, well, we don't want to honor this anymore as a state. Okay, fine. I don't want to whitewash history because history is important to learn about, but most people aren't doing that anyway.
I agree. All right, let's get to these super chats and then close this shit out.
Oh boy.
An hour and a half. Dave S. $2. Jay Fry was blonder than blonde last week. I don't know what that means, but
it means Jay Fry filled in very well with controversial statements that I couldn't control. That's what it means.
Oh man. I don't know. Like when I keep under control for the most part.
Yeah, Jay Fry doesn't.
Yeah, that guy's got no filter. Starwind, $87.5. Meatloaf is the bomb. PB&J pizza too. Pineapple, bacon, and jalapeno. Also, Wonder Woman is a slightly less good CPT. Captain America, sorry. Set in World War I instead of World War II.
Hmm.
Noted.
Probably pineapple, bacon, and I got to try this pineapple jalapeno combo people talk about because I bet that sweet and spicy thing is probably pretty good.
Maybe I'll get it tonight. I don't know. I kind of feel like eating junk food. 357 Magnum Skinhead. Jesus. Wow. $5. Blonde, your balls are bigger than Matt's.
We have to disavow.
We gotta disavow.
This guy's going to do some illicit behavior tonight. It's time to disavow.
Randy Williams, $10 for blonde. I was in Kansas City. Oh, I was a Kansas City kid who happened to graduate from Seattle University in 1991. Even then, we laughed at those from Evergreen. I have two Generation Z kids. Where do they go? Trade school. And tell your daughter to get married when she's 20.
Jeez.
I don't know what to tell you here.
If I could do over my life, I would have been married and pregnant by 20.
Totally. Yeah. Fucking 5 years on whatever. Fine. then 357 Magnum Skinhead again, $2. Get Andrew Anglin on the show. I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
I have a guess, and my guess is I'm pretty sure I know who this person is. Yeah, I know who this person is.
Oh. Okay.
Have you ever heard of a publication called The Daily Stormer?
Oh boy.
That's all the right. Request and from 357 got, Magnum Skinhead. Hey, we'll send him an email.
Yeah, really. Andrew Panarella, $2. The name is Covfefe. Pepe Covfefe.
I respect Team Covfefe, but I've chosen Team Covfefe. And Covfefe is just more fun. I don't have a solid reason. It's just more fun.
You suck. All around, you suck. Okay. Minnow, $10. Late arrival. Hope it's going great for you all. Thank you, Minnow.
Thank you.
Miss Malevolent, $5. Matt, stop being a Marxist, communist, anti-American traitor. No to pineapple pizza and no to Jared Leto's performance in Suicide Squad. You suck, Matt.
I disagree with that. Ugh. And I'm not the only one. What I appreciated about Leto's Joker too is it was original. It was not trying to copy anyone else's Joker, and I thought it was well done.
Jesus. All right, last one.
I want to see more.
Cody Cloth, $2. Tell Matt pineapple pizza is a sin against mankind. Thank you very much.
How did this even start? I don't think we talked about this. It was just a chat thing.
I don't know. People have strong opinions on, you know, steak preparation and pineapple on pizza. Those really strong opinions.
Well, I'm not a well-done steak guy, so at least that exonerates me partially. But I don't eat steak very frequently either. So
that's all. We're all cut.
Okay. All right. Well, man, somehow we ended up longer than ever, so whatever. All right. We'll just get out of here. I don't know. Man, we're trying for these guests. I had high hopes to get big guests for this week, but they never respond to their damn messages.
I know. So harass Dave Cullen, please. That is computing forever.
That's your attempts. My guest is still a secret, the person I'm trying to get, but neither of us are successful. Uh-huh. Apparently, we're not big or cool enough to pull anyone into this show, but we still try, so we'll see who we get for Sunday, or it might just be us two. See you then. Good night.